The judge originally requested the primary be moved to June 3rd. But Secretary of State Brian Kemp says that would have meant polls had to open the Saturday before Memorial Day.
Logistically, for the county elections people, that was just kind of a nightmare scenario. They're going to have to be working on that weekend, manning the offices, and then you're not going to have very strong voter turnout at all.
The date changes in response to a lawsuit filed by the Justice Department against Kemp's office. The lawsuit claims Georgia's July date didn't allow a 45-day window for the return of overseas ballots as required by federal law. Kemp says the next step will likely be syncing Georgia's election calendar with a federal one.
We can't be holding two primaries. That would be very confusing for the voters. It would be very expensive for the taxpayers and just a logistical nightmare for our office.
That will require the approval of the General Assembly and the governor. Martha Dalton, WABE News.